Why this book is different and why you're not crazy. Here's what sets this guide apart. We're going to take the useful parts of prepping and leave behind the conspiracy theories, most of them anyway, except the ones that turned out to be true. We're going to embrace practical skills without abandoning our values. Think of it as prepping with a purpose, creating systems that make your life better now while preparing for an uncertain future. You'll learn how to create sustainable backup systems for power, water, and food. Build community networks that strengthen your neighborhood. Develop practical skills that save money and reduce your carbon footprint. Navigate security concerns without compromising your values. Maintain your mental health while staying realistically prepared. The sweet spot between paranoia and preparedness. There's a vast middle ground between everything is fine and time to build a bunker. That's where we are going to live. The goal isn't to survive the zombie apocalypse. It's to build resilience into your daily life. For example, learning to grow some of your own food isn't just about survival. It's about connecting with nature, reducing your grocery bill, and eating better tomatoes than you can buy at Whole Foods. Setting up a simple solar system isn't just emergency preparation. It's about reducing your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Learning basic first aid isn't about preparing for societal collapse. It's about being able to help yourself and others in everyday emergencies.